I'm Lisa Mullins in Boston, so all of this means, of course, that Boston and Somerville will not become home to Amazon's second headquarters. The cities were among 20 finalists the giant online company was considering. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman joins us to look back at the selection process and ahead at what the city and the region might take from the experience. So, Bruce, is Amazon just not that into us?
I guess not. Honestly, I'm not sure. We don't have specifics, but, you know, Amazon had a checklist, and Boston ticked off many of the boxes. Let's start with a big one, Lisa. Availability of highly educated tech workforce. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh touched on this when he got official word from Amazon today.
Well, I think Amazon might have missed an opportunity here in Boston because we have the talent in our city and the growth in our city that could work with them. 3 years ago, we had zero Amazon employees in our city. We have 1,000 now. We're about to build a building for Amazon. They're going to move 2,000 employees. So over the course of the next couple of years, we'll have thousands of Amazon employees in our city, and I look forward to continuing that relationship and building with them.
You know, but what we really lacked, Lisa, was housing, space for these tens of thousands of new Amazon workers. We've been building more housing than ever before, said Walsh. But, you know, both Nova, that's North Virginia, and New York City, have a lot more available residential and already built commercial space.
And Amazon wanted strong public transportation, which is not synonymous with Boston.
Or New York. You could say that about the other two sites as well. You know, both have troubled subway systems, so nobody really came out on top there, all located near airports, so even Stephen, and, you know, all have clogged highways. New York City has the second worst traffic in the nation. D.C. is sixth.
And Boston?
Well, it's seventh, and we also have Boston drivers.
What about incentives? What were the winning cities offering that Boston wasn't? We just heard there are a lot of financial incentives that came from both Virginia and New York.
Yeah, well, in three words, they offered a lot more. New York City offered $1.5 billion in tax breaks. Virginia, nearly $600 million in tax incentives. Another $200 million in infrastructure. You know, Boston's bid was that the city was willing to talk about tax incentives and would encourage the state and feds to offer $800 million in infrastructure improvements. But, you know, there wasn't much there. There were, in terms of tangible dollars, $75 million to bolster housing. But, you know, Lisa, other than that, no real firm commitments. I spoke with Jim Rooney. He's president of the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce.
I agree with the approach of not backing up the Brinks truck and, you know, buying the deal. I think that we have a lot more to offer. So I don't know on this one that I'd rewrite the playbook in any meaningful way.
You know, I also spoke with John Fish. He's the CEO of Suffolk Construction. And he's also pleased Boston didn't come up with financial incentives.
Boston is a world-class city. And I think what people sometimes underestimate is that we have a certain culture in Boston, and we're not going to change the rules of engagement for something like Amazon or any other company. Other companies are interested in Boston. They will continue to be interested in Boston, and the right composition of businesses in the city will eventually play itself out.
So, Bruce, what happens now with the site that Boston was pitching for the Amazon headquarters?
Well, that's the old Suffolk Downs racetrack. It's 160 acres, two-thirds of it's in Boston, a third is in Revere. The developer, HYM Investment Group, had actually been drawing up plans when Amazon came along, so it's really back to plan A. It's a mixed use with a strong emphasis on residential housing, about 10,000 units, millions of square feet of office and retail space, and a 670-room hotel.
All in an environmentally fragile area. What stage is the project in?
Well, that's the point. You know, tonight the Boston Planning and Development Agency is going to discuss plans to mitigate and deal with climate change. Much of the site borders on Belle Isle Marsh. That's the last salt marsh in Boston. It's a critical zone that acts like a sponge, kind of a buffer against rising tide.
WBUR's Bruce Gellerman, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Lisa.